Hey, this is Sayem Bhutani, and you're listening to Chai Time Data Science, a podcast for data science enthusiasts where I interview practitioners, researchers, and cagglers about their journey, experience, and talk all things about data science. Hello and welcome to Chai with Kaggle Heroes, CTTS Thought Show. In this episode, I interview Kun Hao Ye, Kaggle Master, currently ranked in top 150 worldwide, with his highest rank being 84 in the competitions tier. Before I start with Kun Hao's introduction, as you know, I've said multiple times, I'm the biggest idiot that you have to watch on this channel. In this episode, and unfortunately in the first attempt of recording this interview, there were some microphone issues and the audio didn't come out correctly. Kun Hao was very kind to me. He agreed to re-recording this interview and he has forgiven me for messing up the first recording. I'm really grateful to him. In this episode, we talk about his journey into machine learning and Kaggle. Kun Hao has teamed up with many Kaggle legends over his Kaggle career. We talk about his experience and his strategy of teaming up. We discuss their team's recent 16th position gold medal on the SIIM melanoma classification competition, where Kun Hao, along with Marios, who has already appeared on the show, secured a gold medal. I would again like to mention the community has been very kind to me, and I hope to continue running this series. Without further ado, here's my interview with Kaggle Master and at the time of recording, Senior Software Engineer at MediaTek, Kun Hao Ye. Please enjoy the show. I am honored to be interviewing Kun Hao Ye. Kun Hao, thank you so much for joining me on the podcast.
Thank you for inviting me.
So I want to ask you a stupid question. I had been to Taiwan a long time ago and I realized every restaurant had free tea. Can you share a bit about that? Is it a local thing, or because I was really surprised by all restaurants.
Well, I think there are various stores, drinking stores, they are selling tea in Taiwan. And it's very popular in Taiwan that restaurants are providing free tea for their customers.
I'm moving to Taiwan after we get a vaccine.
Okay.
Now jokes aside, I want to start by talking about your journey. At what point did you get interested in machine learning? I read that you had worked on a 2048 game bot. Can you share what was that about? And was the bot able to beat your high score in the game?
Well, when I was pursuing my master's degree, I was advised by my professor, Yichen Wu. And our lab is called CGI, which stands for Computer Game Intelligence. And we do research mostly about tree search algorithms for computer games like Computer Chase, Computer Go, and the 2048 game was the topic that my professor assigned to me, and where I use expected minimax tree search algorithm and an RL reinforcement learning method called temporal difference learning to build the whole AI agent. And my initial motivation was to make an outstanding AI agent for the game 2048. But in the meantime, I found machine learning very interesting and realized it could possibly bring changes to real life a lot. So that's the time when I get interested in machine learning. And the 2048 AI agent reaches 64K tile, which is very difficult even for human. And it's the first 2048 agent that reaches 64K tile, to my knowledge.
Okay. I've never made a 2048 in the game. I think it's a really tough game. So talking about your journey from there, at what point did you discover Kaggle? And I believe you had started 3 years ago. When did you really get addicted to Kaggle?
Yeah, I started Kaggling about 3 years ago because after I started to work at my current position, after I started to work at MediaTek as a software engineer, I met a 3 year plan for myself after the work. For the first year, I took some online courses for Python, for data sciences, for machine learning algorithms. For the second year till now, almost 3 years, I competed on Kaggle, and I found Kaggle a very good source to learn, since there are public discussions kernels that allow us to see how others solve the problem well, and we could also verify our ideas through doing cross-validation and through submitting our submission to the public leaderboard. And I kept a mindset of learning from others through doing competitions on Kaggle. Most of the time, I do solo for a while, and then I will try to team up with people with similar public leaderboard position.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think you had you later teamed up with one of your teachers as well. You had taken the course How to Win Kaggle Competitions, and you later teamed up with Marius as well, I think.
Oh yeah, yeah.
do you have any course recommendations? Because there are so many courses. What course would you recommend someone to take when starting their journey?
Oh, I took one series of Coursera courses from Andrew. He taught deep learning ideas and have some exercise for us to understand the concept very well. And I also took a class called Learn from Top Kagglers. And that's where Marius, aka Casanova, was actually one of the teacher in that course. In that course. Yeah.
And later you teamed up with him as well. I'll get to that story. Yeah. But before that, I want to ask you, today also you're a nighttime Kaggler. You Kaggle during the nights. How did you progress during the initial days? First competitions are somewhat hard. How did your journey start on Kaggle, and how did you improve over time?
When I started, I actually learned some basic Python and machine learning knowledge, and then I just dive into competitions, trying to implement ideas on my own and trying to came up as much creative idea I could possibly have. And actually, I'm very busy with my work at my current job at MediaTek. But out of enthusiasm for machine learning, I try to squeeze every little time I could have to do competitions and learning on Kaggle.
Are you working on machine learning projects at work also? What does a day in your life at MediaTek look like?
Well, most of my duty is to do 5G related feature development for mobile phone. But I have a few machine learning projects in MediaTek as well. But due to NDA, I cannot reveal too much. But they are mostly about improving the internal process, like, and improving the quality of software testing. That's all I can share for now.
One thing I want to point out is that Taiwan also has really good LTE speed. So for Kagglers who want to move there after the pandemic, that's another reason to move to Taiwan, I think.
Okay.
So coming back to your journey, you've teamed up with many Kaggle legends, Marios, and people of similar stature. What is your teaming up strategy, and how is the learning curve for you when you team up with the Kaggle Grandmaster?
Okay, for the beginning, I do solo and try to climb up to a good position as I could, and then I will team up with people with that had I will team up with people with similar position on the popular leaderboard, and I will check if they have a lot of experiences in the past competitions. And I will try to learn from them. Then next time, I think I will improve over the time. So it's more likely to climb up to an even better position, and my team up with even good skill people like Casanova, CPMP. And I have to specially mention Casanova here because he was originally my teacher in the Coursera course called Learn from Top Kagglers, and I happened to be lucky enough to team up with him in a few competitions, and we achieved good results in a few competitions. And he's more like a mentor to me now, and not only in the data science and machine learning, but also in real life and career, I guess.
Marius is an amazing person. I've had the privilege to interview him. He's really one of the best Kagglers and also one of the best persons, I think, in machine learning.
Yeah, I agree.
So I had a few random rapid fire questions related to Kaggle. I'd like to start with the first one, which is, what is your favorite competition of all time, if you had to pick one?
Oh, my favorite competition is plastic astronomical prediction, because I think it's very cool to predict what kind of stars are they according to their spectrum recorded in the past. And it's basically a time series problem.
Okay. I like to call it battle stories. Kaggle competitions are like a battle where you're competing for the leaderboard. What is your favorite battle story that you fought?
My favorite Kaggle battle story is I attended an NLP competition called Jigsaw Unintended Bias, where we have to predict whether the comments are toxic or maybe attacking somebody or something. And it's a competition I team up with Casanova, and we reached gold zone in the last few hours after doing some feature selection on stacking. It's very
Was that
exciting.
just before the deadline reveal?
A few hours before the deadlines, we stayed up all night, I guess.
I can only imagine the excitement. Favorite teammate? You've teamed up with so many legendary people. Who did you enjoy teaming up the most with?
Yeah, the first one is Marius, and the second one is Marcus Lin, who is from Taiwan, like me.
Favorite algorithm for any type of problem, if you had to pick one.
May I pick two? My favorite is LightGBM, because when I started Kaggling, I started with tabular competitions. And LightGBM is a very easy to use model, and it's very powerful for me when for a starter with limited resources, it could achieve very good results in very short amount of time.
You've competed across image, tabular, and NLP competitions. Which one do you enjoy the most? Which category?
I actually enjoyed time series problem the most, then NLP, then tabular, then the last one is computer vision related.
And you've recently gold medal in a computer vision competition. So I'd like to talk more about that. It's for the audience. It's called SIIM. melanoma detection. Can you share the problem statement and why did you decide to invest time? Kaggle competitions take a lot of time. Why did you decide to invest time into this competition?
Okay. In this competition, we have to build machine learning model to detect melanoma. And as I could recall, it was responsible for 75% of skin deaths. And this problem interests me because I see more and more Kaggle competitions that are health related. Like there are two ongoing examples like pulmonary embolism detection and pulmonary fibrosis progression.
You're competing in one as well right now, I think so.
Yeah, I'm trying. Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry to interrupt you.
Don't worry. And I think solving the problem well could bring benefits to human, could bring benefits to human. And it is actually one of my motivation to drive me to enter the competition and trying to solve the problem as possibly well as I could.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I try to understand how great Kaggle's approach competition. So what was your approach when you joined the competition? How did you approach? And just to understand, what does your pipeline look like?
Okay. This is the competition I attend. I team up with Maris as well. So when we start working on this competition, we agree on the validation part, how we do cross validation. So then we could trust our cross validation results and trying to improve the average of CV scores while trying to decrease the deviation of CV scores simultaneously. And the second part is the modeling part. And the first point is we do multiple checkpointing and we do test time augmentations to augment testing images on the run and trying to take the average, maximum, minimum, and deviation of them. And the second point is to create diversities as much as possible, like training the model with different image size, different network, different augmentation methods, and different training data. Because people are sharing external data from the past competitions, so we can actually train the model with or without external data. Yeah, and the final pipeline is to take all the out of four predictions with extra trees as our meta classifier.
Okay.
Yeah.
I read in your solution, and for the audience, I'll have the link to the write-up in the show notes, but you had built 30 or more models. Marius is known for doing very interesting stacking. How did you come up with an intuition of what models to build, and how did you keep a track of everything?
Because we think every different timing we might come out with a model that might capture very different properties of the data. So when we start working on the competition, we firstly make both of our validation faults the same, so we could keep track all the out of four predictions, and then we try to stack them in the very end. Yeah.
Okay. I know you've given a somewhat overview of the solution, but if you could highlight an overview, I'll have the write-up in the show notes. I read that you had worked on using TPUs as well, and there were many interesting things. What was the secret to getting in the 16th position?
I think the secret is just trying to trust first to have a very reasonable validation strategy and trust your CV, trust your cross-validation score, and try to improve the average of the CV scores while trying to decrease the deviation of the CV scores. And that is the first part. And the second part is trying to create as much diversity as we could have and trying to be as much creative as we could have. For example, in this competition, we found trying to, instead of only using average of test time augmentation predictions, taking the deviation of the test time augmentation predictions could actually be very helpful to the staking as well.
Interesting.
Yeah, I think that's the most important two parts, I guess.
And that's I don't think I've seen such an approach earlier as well. It's counterintuitive, I think.
Well, we think it is actually explainable because when the deviation of the model prediction is more more deviated, the model is more uncertain about whether the image should be melanoma or not. And this information could actually help the staking pipeline stabilize the result. Yeah, so I think this the boss, and another reason we guess is that the label is more imbalanced. So the more we found that the more uncertain the model is, the highly probably the more it's likely to be the melanoma.
Makes sense. Sorry, yeah, I'm a noob kaggler, so I don't get these intuition very easily, but now it makes more sense.
Okay, thank you.
I try to repeat this question, and every time I get different answers from great kagglers. What would be your best advice to people who are just starting their kaggle journey?
Okay, so I think after the first and after getting some basic skills like coding and machine learning concepts, I think we should just dive into competition and trying to learn from others, learn from teammates through competitions and ideas sharing. And the second part is trying to implement and verify the idea by ourselves. And the third is to try to meet different people and get connected, and we will get inspired by people from very different domain. And the last part is to don't be too addicted to Kaggle, because I know it would be very exciting to see your own position jump up a lot on the public board, but we need our body to be healthy for more competitions. Yeah.
That's one advice that Marius had mentioned as well. Although I think for you as well, it's very difficult to hold yourself back from competing, because I know you're able to get into the gold very easily.
Not really.
Are you aiming for the Grandmaster tier as well? You already have 6 gold medals. You just need 1 solo medal. Are you aiming to become a competition Grandmaster soon?
Yeah, that is actually my ultimate dreams. But I think I will now still working on with Marius more, because I really don't. I think to achieve a competition grandmaster, I have to attend the competition in the very beginning and put a lot of effort in it. But I think my time is not allowing me to do that for now, and I think there are still a lot of things for me to learn. So I prefer to team up and trying to learn more from public kernels and learn more from Marius and a lot of Kaggle legends, I guess, for now.
I'm sure the community has learned a lot from your discussions as well. Thanks again for joining me on the podcast. Before we end the call, for the audience that like to connect with you, what would be the best platforms where you're active?
Well, you could connect me with a LinkedIn.
Okay.
I guess, yeah.
I'll have your LinkedIn profile, and I think your Kaggle profile as well in the show notes. Thanks again, Kunhao, for joining me on the podcast and for your time.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me. It's my honor to be get invited and share my journey here.
It was a privilege. Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode. If you enjoyed the show, please be sure to give it a review or feel free to shoot me a message. You can find all of the social media links in the description. If you like the show, please subscribe and tune in each week to Chai Time Data Science.